It's episode 82, and we've got a lot of great plugins for you this show, including applications for tracking WP login, adding a custom RSS feed to your dashboard, post tabs, WordPress insights, and a front-end CSS editing tool that will blow you away. All that and more coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome back to another wonderful, fine, fun-filled, exciting episode of WordPress Plugins from A to Z. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Great to be with everyone here today.
And we're here to share some fun stuff for you, and a little excitement, information, news, tidbits, whatever happens to come across our plate.
Yeah, a lot going on in the world of WordPress this week.
Oh yeah, it's been busy. Been very busy. This podcast, of course, is available at wppluginsa2z.com. Make sure you spread the word. Tell folks where it's at. Get over there and check it out yourself. And for all the links and information and tidbits we talk about, you'll find it in the show notes over there on the website. And right off the bat, our new teeny segment here, our little self-promotion. And I'll start off and let you know, it's no longer coming soon to a computer near you. The webinar is already set. My first webinar is going to be held Saturday, August 25th at 10 a.m. This one's a bonus one. It's free. It's also for me to get my feet wet and find out how well the programming works and everything else. So go sign up for the webinar. The link is in the show notes. And check it out. And also to let you know, I do WordPress training online via Skype or GoToMeeting. And also I help folks out when something goes wrong with their WordPress website, like the white screen of death. So go check me out at johnoverall.com.
And I've got some great news, which is my new show, The Daily Plugin, which is going to be a show that every weekday you're going to get a new plugin video from me. It's launching very quickly. I've really been, as I mentioned to John just before we started the show here, kind of a Camtasia demon trying to demonstrate all of these plugins. And so I've set up a Facebook page for it. There's close to 700 people already on it. Go to facebook.com/dailyplugin. You can see some of the starting graphics of the site and some of the production graphics that we've got going on. So as I test things out, as I test intros and things, I'm actually going to only upload it to YouTube, but I'm going to put it unlisted, and I'm going to put the link in that Facebook page itself so people can get kind of an early jump on the show and participate and help me critique some of the early stuff that I do.
Nice. Nice way to get audience participation and help you out.
Yeah, a little feedback sampling group, as it were.
And this week I've got a couple of shout outs. Had a few emails this week from folks and answering questions for them, and just wanted to let them know, yeah, thank you for the feedback. So first off, Thomas at Level 1 Web Design, he helped me discover an error in my new email list and got it all corrected. I really appreciated that. Randy at WPBB.com, it's really great feedback, liking the show. And Glenn at Real Estate Carolina Group, thanks for the feedback, I appreciate it. So I'll let you all know I appreciate the emails, and let folks know you send emails. You know, sometimes you get a nice shout out on the show.
Absolutely, yeah. I've been having a lot of great feedback with some of the WordPress developers and theme developers out there. I'm in the midst of actually trying to create a custom plugin, and I've talked to some really cool guys. So the first one that actually completes the plugin for me, they'll get the free shout out plugin from me. How about that?
Excellent. That's a good deal. And it looks like we have some news. What have you got there, Marcus?
Well, anybody who's into iPads, iPhones, things like that, you've got to get the new revision of the WordPress for iOS app. It is much like what you've seen integrated into iOS in the terms of Twitter, Facebook, those style of apps. Even LinkedIn is starting to get into that phase as well. Really excellent way to get things going. You can actually even just post a photo itself, and it will create a WordPress blog post just straight from your photo with a caption. That's it. So I thought it was a pretty great revision. John, what did you think of it?
Well, I actually did a full write-up on it. I was kind of surprised when it dropped as quickly as it did, because they were just talking about it at State of the Word a couple weeks ago. So it's like, cool, it's already out. So I actually wrote up and did a complete review of it and put it up on my website. So there's where I'm at. But I did like it, and there were a couple things I disliked about it, of course. But
yes. Same here. I thought it was, I thought they could have done a lot more as far as WYSIWYG goes.
Yeah.
That was really lacking. And, it just seemed like there's a little bit longer to go, but I do like the interface.
Yeah, I do like the way the new interface works, and it is actually usable as compared to what used to be there. So this time around, I could actually use it. What my biggest thing I found it to be most use for me is it allowed me to create very decent drafts and get them all set up and then go finish those drafts on my computer when I was back in front of a machine. But I used it to create a couple of drafts when I was out on the go and suddenly had a good idea. So,
yeah, I'm trying to get more and more mobile in my world. I'm constantly chained to my desk here, which is... as anybody out there knows that works heavily into WordPress, that's, you live by the sword and die by the sword. But there are a lot of places here in Southern California that I'd like to go to, including my sailboat, which is docked right on the ocean, and be able to, just work from the pad. So I think that this is one step closer to that with this new app revision.
Definitely one step closer to being able to go there. Like you said, the biggest thing missing for me was the WYSIWYG. You still had to write it with code. And there were a couple of things I couldn't do. Like I've started seriously using my WordPress SEO plugin, and you have to switch views to even make that usable. So.
Yeah. So, well, it's a good start.
Yeah, definitely a good start. So that's all we've got for news. Anything else there?
No, man. Let's get rocking.
All right. Well, let's just head right into the fun stuff and start sharing. All right. So the first plugin I've got is kind of an old plugin. And it's, the old is still pretty good sometimes. And this one is called Insights. And this plugin here, while some of the functionality this plugin offers is now built into the core of WordPress, not all of the functionality it offers is built into the core. And what this plugin does for you is it allows you to create links or links to other places inside your post as you're doing it. And as you know, the core added the ability to search for your back posts and other things inside your site while you're creating a link. But what's not added in there is the ability to go to other blogs and search, or search for images online, or find videos, or search for a Wikipedia article, or even do a Google search and then just grab that link and toss it right into your post while you're in your post. That's what this plugin provides. You just pop in your keyword, choose your source you're going to be looking in, and the sources they've got are blog, images, videos, Wikipedia, and Google, and blog being, of course, one of your local ones. So choose what you want, find your link, and then just hit insert, and it drops it right in with whatever text you decided was going to be for that link. And if you don't give it text, it drops the link in. It drops it in bare. So it's a pretty decent little plugin. I found it to be useful because I'm working very hard at being more precise in my articles and writing and linking to outside sources and other information. And I want to have easy ways to do that, and that's what this is for. And it also gets a couple other spots I missed as I scrolled down the lines. It gets news and books. So check it all out. It's a pretty decent plugin. Gets a nice 4 Dragon rating for its use. And even though it's very old, it still seems to be very solid.
Huh. So it grabs all of this on the fly, huh?
Yeah, it grabs it all on the fly right there inside your post.
Wow.
It just it creates a new window underneath your post window, and you just enter the information there.
Wow. Well, I'll have to check that one out, definitely. Well, John, I was working on a website that actually was for my company this week, and I installed a plugin that I'll review on a later show once I get it working, that required me to kind of play around with the div settings within the CSS. And what I was really trying to do is get the Z position correct so that I could take the top layer of this menu. I had a menu that basically had drop downs, and the drop downs were dropping underneath the content, which really was a problem.
Yes.
I've still not figured this out, and I'm hiring someone to get it done. So but in that process, I was trying to find something that would work a little bit like Firebug, you know, where you could actually kind of hover over something and click and actually be able to take a look at the CSS underneath it.
Right.
And I was pleasantly surprised to find something called Div Layer Editor. And that is a plugin that's relatively new. It came out a couple of months ago. It's downloaded 1,500 times, close to 1,600. So basically what this is it resides in your admin bar. And you browse and navigate through your pages, and then you click on Enable DLE in your admin bar, DLE standing for Div Layer Editor. Mm-hmm. And then everywhere else you hover, it will give you kind of that Firebug look to it, where it's kind of putting a border around particular pieces of content or different modules within your content. Mm-hmm. You can then click on it and edit the CSS of that individual section.
Really?
And then it lets you save it in a different version so that you can revert back if you screw something up.
Hmm.
Okay? And that in itself is unbelievable. I was like, oh my gosh, this is just the plugin of my dreams. However, and there's the big however, we need like a big drum roll suspense mystery thing. However, it didn't always save when I had it saved. So for that alone is going to cost you 2 points. I'm sorry. I can't tell you that I spent like 15 minutes adjusting the CSS of this one particular version. I saved the version. I came back. The version wasn't saved.
So
it's got a lot of potential, and obviously they've only got to fix that one bug, and this thing is going to be great. But check it out for yourself and at least see what's possible out there. But because of the fact that it had save issues, I gave this one a 3 out of 5.
But it does sound very, very promising.
Mm-hmm.
That could be very useful when tweaking a site.
Yeah, I'm not a CSS guy, per se. I'm learning more and more just because I'm having to hack through code, trying to get things to work the way that I want them to. I've been playing a lot with Builder, the theme editor Builder, and they have a style manager that does CSS, but I could not figure this thing out, and so this plugin still did not solve the case for me.
Oh, bummer. Yeah, this last couple of months I've become very heavy into CSS for tweaking. So, okay, my next one here, goes along the line of tweaking a site. What I'm doing is I'm converting over a website that was done in old HTML and PHP combined. And they had one section of the site where they had created a tab section, you know, tabbed several pages together. It was kind of interesting how they'd done it, but I thought, well, there's got to be a nice way to build that inside WordPress and put it all on one page or post instead of having to do a whole whack load of custom coding. So I went hunting and found a plugin. It's called Post Tabs. And what it does, inside your individual page or post, you can build individual tabs for your content. You wrap your content inside short codes. It's similar in idea to the plugin I did a few episodes back for the FAQ and creating the pop-up boxes. Similar idea. You wrap different segments inside the code and you create individual tabs. And it's very nice. I was able to make it work with minimal amount of effort. The only thing I did have to do was go in and customize up my CSS so I could get away from the default tab styles that they have. They offer you some nice default tab styles, but basically they're not always what you need, so you just go in, grab the code, throw it into your own CSS file, and let that override theirs, and then customize it up. So pretty decent plugin. I like it. It worked. The client seems to like the way it's working because it's still going to give their site a similar look to the old one. And I gave this a nice 4 Dragon rating.
Wow, I'm looking at the screenshots of this. It's quite impressive. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can have, it's almost like a menu within your post that you can click on the tab and then have a full kind of a mini post, so to speak.
That's right.
Or a paragraph with an image and things like that. So now here's my question, John. Now, within this, these particular tabs, and you may not have tried this in your particular application, so let me know if you can go back and test this. Can you put a short code within the short code of content that actually, shows within these tabs?
Actually, I think I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm pretty certain I did. I'll have to go back and double check, but I was creating a whole lot of stuff on the site, but I think I might have done that.
Oh boy, if you could use a short code within this, I'm stunned at the technical possibilities that you could use to create content with this.
I don't know for certain, but I'll have to double check.
Now, let's just, I'll give an example really quick of what I'm thinking of. Is like for John and I, we have the show. Would we be able to then have tabs that say, okay, this particular show, click here for the stats on plugin number one that we reviewed with the name of it on there? You know what I mean?
I know.
All of the stats of the plugin on that particular tab. I think that'd be kind of cool.
I'll see if that can be done when I put the show notes up.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so that may be something that you could, I mean, really kind of double the effectiveness of your posts, and I'm sure SEO-wise, too, that this has got some killer potential to it.
Oh, quite possibly.
Yeah. So, okay, well, moving on. I have recently found a site analytics report for a client that had a lot of login attempts that were really strange. I mean, like I would go in analytics and the WP login would be hit like 1,000 times a day. It was stunning.
Someone was trying to brute force their site.
Yeah. So beyond trying to guess all the IPs and look through the log files and things like that, I was really kind of searching around for something that would be a little bit more, monitoring, you know, something that could really pay attention to the security of WP Login. So I found this plugin called WP Login Alerts. And basically what this will do is it emails the site owner if anyone reaches or attempts to log into the site. And it also shows the usernames that they try and log in with. So it's just basically kind of an alert system. It shows their IP address, their user agent, the timestamp, their referral URL. So maybe there's some, you know, hanky-panky going on as far as any links that might be pointed to you that you can try and pull up. So this will kind of help you determine what's happening as far as people trying to get into your site. So if you start seeing your own name pop up or just admin, or if you change it to some other user or something like that, this really lets you know what's going on. And it's just an all-around great kind of lazy plugin that is another thing that you can pitch off to a client and show them, you know, certain security elements are still in play and that they need to hire a webmaster full-time to monitor these things. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5. It's got great functionality, and it just works out of the box.
That's pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, final one I've got today is a plugin to go with. I'm working on another multi-user site platform, creating a new MU site for a client. And what they're doing is they have an organization within an organization with lots of sub-organizations in it. And they need multiple different sublogs in it. Well, the problem is that every time you create a new sublog in MU, it doesn't duplicate wonderful things such as the menu. I mean, you can force the theme down someone's throat, and you can force all the other plugins down their throat with MU, but you can't force the main menu down their throat easily. And that was something I was looking to do, because aside from when they get into the subdomains, sublogs across it, and there's going to be 30 plus of the sublogs, they need to have one consistent menu across everything. and I didn't want to have to duplicate this menu and create all of the sub-blogs for them in the process. So I've been hunting for a plugin to help me do that, and when I'm duplicating the sub-blogs is to duplicate all the stuff of the master blog, except leaving it open for whoever's going to be in charge of the sub-blog to create all their content for it. And this plugin here is it's called MU Plugin. And what it does is it duplicates almost everything you need for the sublogs, including unique settings and unique themes. Like you can forcing a separate theme aside from the default WordPress theme down an MU user's throat can be kind of difficult unless you use a plugin, as I did when I found from doing all my research. There's a lot of coding to make it actually happen unless you just pop in a plugin that's created for it. So I got that part taken care of, but I still couldn't get my menu taken care of. So I have found this plugin before I move on. Is this plugin is pretty decent. It works very well for all the duplication it does. So give it a 4 Dragon. But the plugin I'm going to be bringing to the table probably in another couple of weeks is a premium plugin that I will be installing on the client site that I discovered that claims that it actually will duplicate the menus too. So I'm going to suck it up, give them the money, and see if they live up to all their claims.
Well, I just recently started my first multi-site just literally weeks ago, trying to put together the daily plugin site because I wanted to have a directory on the back end that was independent to where the podcast and the videos and stuff resided. So I'm going to take a look at this too for a different reason, but just to let everybody out there know, you're going to see a lot of multi-plugins coming from me in the coming shows.
Nice.
Because it's a dynamic that in WordPress, in the 7 years that I've been playing around with WordPress, it's a dynamic that I've not yet experienced, and there are so many pain in the ass processes, pardon my French.
Oh yeah, that's true.
That I cannot believe how many times you have to go back and forth and back and forth. I mean, it should just be like, okay, I'm the super admin, let me do what I want when I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, if I want to turn a plugin on, let me do it.
Yeah, don't force me all the way back to the super admin menu.
So I'm on the hunt for really cool multi-site plugins. So
there's a lot of them out there. The one thing about multi-site to keep in mind is how you initially set it up, be it subdomains or folders.
Yeah.
It's to switch, if you set it up wrong, is very difficult, as I found out when I first set this site up.
You might as well format your hosting and start over.
That's what I had to do. I set this up without thinking, and then I came back to it, and I'd been partway into it and got the theme on it, but nothing else, and I realized, oops, this thing's in folders, not in subdomains.
Yeah, jeez.
And so I just had to scrap it and start over. So that is a warning to folks, and if you have subdomains, test it before you do anything to make sure your hosting provider has set up the wildcard subdomain on their server.
Yeah, and by all means, do it before you tell the client it's no problem.
That's right. Do it before you tell the client, because if you don't, like I run my own servers, and even then I forgot the one server I set this up on. I hadn't set up wildcard on my server yet, so I had to go back to my server and set all that up before I could move forward.
Oh, jeez. Well, John, do you recall maybe a couple months back we got a call from somebody on SpeakPipe that was asking for a way to put a custom RSS feed into the WordPress dashboard? Do you recall that, gentlemen?
Oh, yeah, I do. I don't recall what episode that was.
Yeah, that was it was a couple months ago, and I had posted a kind of a hack in which you could do it. But happily, I found a plugin that was just released yesterday that can actually do it. It's called Dashboard Feed Widget. So now what we can do is install this plugin and put a myriad or a mix of RSS feeds of our choice right into our dashboard. So when we log in, we can see all these different blog posts and things like that right in the dashboard. So for you bloggers out there, this is great because then you can put all of your favorite feeds, whatever your niche happens to be or your subject area. And maybe if you need some writing inspiration, that's a great way to do it. And you don't have to go back and forth to Google Reader and all that kind of stuff. And I thought it was a pretty cool plugin. So for me, it's one of these kinds of lazy things that works. It works really well. So I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I like that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's all I've got for plugins.
Yeah, that's... That's a healthy dose for everybody to chew on this week. So just to give you a reminder out there, give us a rating on iTunes. We greatly appreciate it. We've been getting some traction on the show, and we really, really are grateful to everybody in the audience. Make sure you also check us out at blueberry.com and VOA. I'm getting into Stitcher. We got to get our podcast on Stitcher so yeah. The Stitcher folks can
I'm signing up for that now. I should have had it done, but it actually slipped my mind this week. But that's coming.
Yeah,
that will
absolutely.
Be taken care of.
Absolutely. So we'd love to hear from you in review form, in email form, on the site, or any of that.
Yeah, lots of places to get hold of us. You can reach me at johnoverall.com on my website. You can also reach me on Twitter at AnkonSue. I've started to become very active again on Twitter. And... I'm slowly thinking about putting Facebook back into work for myself, so facebook.com/johnoverallcom. And of course, you can always email me, john@wppro.ca, and I think pretty soon I'll drop my LinkedIn profile up here because I actually seem to be doing a lot of stuff in LinkedIn with the different WordPress groups there. So, seems like
yeah,
I'm doing more in LinkedIn and Twitter than anywhere else.
Yeah, I think LinkedIn is one of the most underutilized social networks there is, especially when it comes to making money. So maybe I'll find some LinkedIn plugins for the next couple shows.
A lot of good professionals on LinkedIn. I'm starting to connect up with lots of different professionals on LinkedIn. So
definitely. Well, you can reach me at my website, which is marcuscouch.com. You can find me on Twitter at marcuscouch. Facebook is facebook.com/marcuscouch. But again, check out the new show before it happens so you get a preview. That's facebook.com/dailyplugin. And you can always email me at marcus@wppluginsaz.com.
And that's all we got. Have yourself a good one, folks. Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!